our midweek podcast with Pastor Dinesh Mitchell. We hope this message will bless you and your family.
We are on the fourth watch. We have talked about three watches. We are talking about the last watch. We are not talking about this watch. We are talking about the watches of the night. There are eight watches that govern the whole day. But we were talking about the night watch, 6 to 9 p.m., 9 p.m. to 12 midnight, 12 midnight to 3 a.m., and 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. That's what we are going to look at. Why are we looking at these things? Because life is spirit. Once you become a Christian, everything has, you begin to have an understanding that everything is spiritual in nature. You don't wake up suddenly. There is a purpose for you to wake up. There is a purpose for the agitation. There is a purpose for the conviction. There is a purpose for the dreams that you see. There's a purpose for what God speaks to you. Once you get converted, come from darkness to light, everything makes sense. When you are in darkness, you are in confusion. Are you hearing me? If you are with me, put a thumbs up. So I know you are here. Are you getting this? Hallelujah. So, get this. Everything is spiritual. Everything is spiritual. And until a Christian understands that, they are living just life as a religious Christian, not as a transformative Christian, revelatory Christian, a Christian who has a revelation. All the disciples knew the Torah. All the disciples knew the Torah by heart. But that did not do nothing for them. Some of you don't even know one scripture. That's a different thing. These fellows knew five books by heart. Hey! But only when Jesus broke the seal. Hey, are you getting this? Their lives were transformed. That's why we are learning. We are making space to learn the word. Life is spiritual. Say to yourself, life is spiritual. There is nothing that happens by accident. Life is spiritual. So you have to ask the Lord everything that happens in your life, why it happens. And you have to have a spirit of, maybe I need to teach on discernment, but that's a different part of the story. But you got to have discernment, understanding. And that's why we've been teaching about these three watches. People don't know what happens in this watch. When you pray 6 to 9 p.m., what happens? When you pray from 9 p.m. to 12 p.m., 12 midnight, what happens? When you are woken up by at the suddenly 12 to 3 a.m., you don't just go and try to find snacks and do all kinds of crazy stuff like a carnal man. You begin to do what things of the Spirit is saying, because God has woken you up to stop a hijacking of destinies. 3 a.m., the fourth watch is from 3 a.m. till 6 a.m. 3 to 6 a.m. I'm going to take a scripture out of Matthew. I'm going to not read everything, but you can write this scripture down. Matthew chapter 14, Gospel of Matthew chapter 14, verses number 23 to 32. Write it down. 23 to 32. All of our notes are on YouVersion. And you can go and see on YouVersion if you receive the message. It's already at the right at the bottom, the link for all of the notes, okay, and the Bible verses. Matthew chapter 14, verses number 23 to 32. Here we see Jesus. You've heard this, but look at this. Immediately Jesus made his disciples to get in a boat and go before him to the other side, while he sent the multitude away. And when he had this, after he fed the 5,000, hallelujah. And he had sent the multitude away. He went up to the mountain by himself to pray. Now, if we had that kind of work, of course, we will go and sleep. But he was not sleeping, because he knew once that kind of work is done, there is spiritual warfare and you need to have protection. That's a whole different subject. We are not going to teach that here. But he went up to the mountain by himself to pray. Now, when evening came, he was alone there, but the boat was now in the middle of the sea. Everybody say middle of the sea. tossed by the waves, for the wind was contrary. That means the wind was crazy strong. How many of you have come to a place in your life that the wind was so strong that your life was not moving? Because this boat was not moving. Your lifeboat is not moving. Verse number 25. Now get ready with your pens to underline this in your Bible. Now in the fourth watch. The Bible says it. Fourth watch. Now in the fourth watch of the night. Fourth watch of the night. What we are talking about. Fourth watch of the night. Underline that. Ah, you can't underline it. Okay. Fourth watch of the night. Jesus went to them walking on the sea. Hallelujah. There are things that happen in the spiritual dimension in this watch. Every dimension, every watch has a spiritual something. But you see, a spiritual intervention is taking place on the fourth watch. Everybody say four. And the, when the disciples saw walking him and blah, blah, and he says it's a ghost. And when, you know, you see, don't be afraid, be of good cheer. Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it's you, command me to come on the water. And bang, he comes. And when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid. Peter, that's what happened to him. And he began to sink. And he cried out at saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand, caught him and said to him, oh, you of little faith, this is the time to fight every doubt in your life. Every doubt that has crowded your mind, you got to fight it in this hour. Hey, are you getting this? Every time I say, are you getting this? You put a thumbs up. You know, I'll ask the digital viewers, or I don't know who, what you call it, but virtual viewers, you know. Hey, are you getting this? You know, yes, write that. You know, are you getting this? Come on. Oh, you have little faith. And when they got into the verse number 32, read this, okay? And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. Jesus just only stepped in. Wind ceased. Everything stopped. Okay, and then you see that the boat was on the other side, and it's crazy stuff. Okay, but I'm trying to tell you, everything happened on the fourth watch. Everybody say fourth watch. There are things that happen in this fourth watch that you got to understand has spiritual significance. So when you are woken up on the fourth watch to pray, you are actually fighting everything that has been tormenting you, controlling you. And this, write these three things down. Number one, this is a time for deliverance. Write this down. This is a time for deliverance. Actually, you see another time, Jesus walking on water. Rather, Jesus is woken up and he rebuked it. Okay? Now, when he rebuked it, it was like rebuking an evil spirit. Speaking and casting out a demon. There are actual marine spirits. Of course, no time to teach about these things. There are actual marine spirits that try to hijack destiny. Immediately when it rose up, he bound it like he was bounding a demon. Now he walked on the water, and as soon as he stepped in, bang. But guess what? He had already, what? He had already, what did he do all night? Get this, all night. All night. He had already prayed. Send the guys in the evening, prayed all night and walked. So all of those prayers, sometimes that you pray throughout the night, deliverance comes in the morning. This is a time for deliverance. Number two, this is a time for breakthrough. Write it down. This is a time for breakthrough. This is a time for breakthrough. There it is. This is a time for breakthrough. Number three, this is a time for supernatural intervention. Supernatural intervention. You can believe for supernatural intervention at this time. Anybody who does not believe in supernatural intervention, you'll just snooze, again press snooze, sleep. Just sleep. Keep sleeping. Keep sleeping. Keep sleeping. But there is something significant that the enemy wants you to sleep also, because he knows, if you step out of your boat, are you hearing what I'm saying? If you step out of your boat, there is a miracle that is about to happen. Every record break that you experience, every new thing that you experience is an invitation for a new level. Jesus walked on water for the first time. But within minutes, that record was broken. By who? By Peter. So every time you are in a situation, this is free, yeah? For you, free. You know, a part of the note, free. Every time you see a miraculous work taking place, it is an invitation for your faith to go higher. That's why he came back and said, oh, you are little faith. But actually, he walked at least somewhat. So it's a big one. Are you getting this? Okay. So it is an important hour to seek deliverance, supernatural intervention. And that is why in Job 38, verses number 12, I'm trying to teach real quick here. Job 38, verses number 12 says this. Have you commanded the morning? Have you commanded the morning since your days began? And cause the dawn to know its place. Dawn there is the hour from 5 to 6. That is when dawn comes into any territory. So here, Job, which is the oldest book in the Bible, which has quite a lot of things that you can understand. Actually, we should do a deep study on Job, and we don't have time for it now, but we will do it. Job, it talks about, have you commanded? So he caught a hold of something that the Spirit of God had told him. Have you commanded? He's asking, have you commanded? So you can actually command your morning. But it happens at dawn. It doesn't happen after that. After that also you can do. But he caught something that he says, hey, cause the dawn to know its place. You can actually tell the place where your day needs to work out. 5 to 6. That 3 to 6, time is so precious, that's why. You can tell. Everybody say command. You can command it. You can command it. I remember, okay, we went through this patch of real depression because almost I lost Kayla as well as I lost Rema. Rema was born and 3.5 minutes, no pulse, no heartbeat. Once we got back home after 5 or 6 days in the ICU and the whole, man, we went into a severe depression. Don't feel like praying. Has anybody been there? You know what I'm talking about. You don't feel like praying. You know, there are fellows who feel it every time. That is a demonic spirit and we need to cast it out. But this is, I have seen two specific times in my life. I met with an accident. Pastor Julian bears the scars of the accident. Praise the Lord. And then soon after, we had severe depression. And he understands that as well because we have gone through that together. And then, of course, my wife, almost losing my wife and my firstborn. Man, it caused a lot of depression. And no matter who prayed, no matter what altar call, this depression was not lifting. How many of you have been in that place? People have played with anointed spit over you. They put the spit, they put the oil, they put everything that they could. They put you down, they picked you up, they cast you. I mean, nothing happened. There are places like that in life. But then we found a place that we started praying. I think it was 4:30 or 5 in the morning. We said, we are going to get up. We're going to pray. We're going to get up. We're going to pray at this time, at dawn. And sometimes we could not even sing, but we started to just stay in the presence, and that caused things to break. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If you are here with me, put a thumbs up. I know that you're here, okay? If I can see your face, that would be even more great, but at least, you know. There are things that don't break suddenly, but there are places that you can do and things that you can do that you can stand there and pray if you want deliverance, if you want supernatural intervention. Here it is, right there. Pray. 3 to 6. 5 to 6 especially. Because Job says, Have you commanded the dawn? Have you told the dawn its place? Now, there are other places in the Bible. Are you getting, somebody is getting something out of this? Okay, here. There are other places that the Bible mentions the fourth watch. Number one, Genesis 32, verses 22 to 31. Genesis chapter 32, verses 22 to 31. Jacob wrestled with God and met him face to face just before entering into his destiny as Israel. That happened between the hours of 3 and 6 in the morning. Are you here? Are you getting this? So there is a destiny wrestle. Wrestling, huh? No joke. Wrestling in prayer for your destiny. There is a wrestling that... So when you're woken up and somebody asks me, is it okay if I don't wake up that I put the alarm to... Yes, that is also fine. That is also good. There are times and seasons that you have to put an alarm and wake up and pray. You discipline yourself. I have, for as long as I've known, for the last 20 plus years, I've woken up at 5 o'clock in the morning. Few days here and there, no, but 5 o'clock in the morning, I pray. 4:30. Now, of course, 4:30 with the kids. 4:30. Wake up, pray. Wake up, pray. As a discipline, continue to pray. And we have seen results after results after results. I think a few months ago, I said about the story about this visa. Actually, we prayed 4:30 to 6. That is the time we prayed. When there was no visa, that was, I mean, it was impossible to get this visa. But when we got the word from the Lord, yes, there is something that you can do. We commanded the governments, we commanded these places and spaces to open up and have favor. And we prayed at that time, wrestling for your destiny. Are you getting this? Second one, Moses led the people of Israel across the Red Sea between the hours 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. Did you know that? Exodus 14, 25 to 26. Okay. That was the time. Exodus 14. That was the time. So deliverance. Pharaoh's chariots were completely destroyed as they walk out. If you really read the scripture, you see that it didn't happen like this, like what you're thinking. The sea didn't just part like that. You know, some people are thinking like, bang, he stretched and it happened. No, it actually happened through the night and early morning only they crossed. Okay, read that scripture again. Go and study that. It happened through the night. And then only they crossed. So there is deliverance that comes 3 to 6 a.m. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Okay, number 3. Peter and Jesus walk on water. I said that, okay, already. But you can write that down. Matthew, of course, 25 and 26, 14, 25, 26. Now, another one. Right here. Angels appear to the shepherds in the field to announce the birth of Jesus. Luke chapter 2 verses 8 to 14. Now there was in the same country shepherds living, keeping watch, and behold an angel. This whole thing happened 3 to 6 in the morning. 3 to 6 in the morning. That's why in the morning only they went and saw the baby. Okay. Finally, this is an important one. Jesus is resurrected from the dead. 3 to 6 in the morning. Scripture, Matthew 28 verses number 1. Look at this. Now after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to what? Began to, verse is not there. Began to dawn. Mary Magdalene and the others came to the tomb and Jesus was resurrected already. Resurrection power is released at the break of dawn. Resurrection power. Somebody say resurrection power. Now what am I trying to tell you? Don't let your flesh cause you to just go and indulge in sleep. Of course you need rest. But if you over and over again need rest, there's a problem. Consult a sleep there are special sleep therapists. I found that a special sleep therapist. One of the biggest whatever facilities are here right in Bathrabul to make you have a specific sound sleep. Isn't that crazy? All kinds of things are coming. Sleep therapist helps you to stop snoring and all the, oh gosh, this is crazy. But what I'm trying to tell you is this. Life is spiritual. Say to your neighbor, life is spiritual. At your home, say, life is spiritual. So when you have woken up, and this hour is such important because resurrection happened 3 to 6. Jesus walked on water 3 to 6. Moses led the people of Israel 3 to 6. Jacob received a new identity 3 to 6. Oh man, come on. Are you hearing what I'm saying? There is some power as you engage in prayer between 3 and 6 a.m. Because the darkest hour is just before the dawn. Have you heard that? Batman said it. People are like, oh, please don't say that. The darkest hour is just before the dawn. Just before the dawn. Before 5 and 6. So you will be combating all kinds of things in this hour. Because there is some morning, not morning, but morning that is coming for you. But spiritual people understand. They don't just step into their day. They step into their day in the spirit first, not in their flesh. And many Christians step into their day in their flesh with their plans, their ideas, their alarm, their sleep. And let me tell you, the more you glorify your flesh, feed your flesh, you will have only the feeling of your flesh, the fruit of your flesh. But the more you tune yourself, discipline yourself, adapt yourself, obey yourself to the word of God and things of the Spirit, you will have the fruit of the Spirit. This evening, I hope you are receiving something. So we went through all of the four watches. Next week, we'll be starting a new series. But these four watches are key four watches that many people don't know why we are woken up. Why many people said, while I had spoken about this, and they said, Pastor, you don't know. Sometimes I'm feeling I need to pray. I just ignore it and go off. No, that feeling is the Spirit of God tugging on you and saying there is something in this hour that you got to tap in. You have woken up and you can't sleep. That is Spirit of God tugging on you. Because you got to understand life is first in the Spirit. Life is what? Spiritual. Everybody say spiritual. Then in the physical. If you are able to tap into these dynamics in the Spirit, you will begin to see this manifest in the physical. So this evening as I pray, I am actually praying that you will feel and know the burden of the Lord. Okay, we teach on dreams and God speaking to you and so many things, but this is a specific one that you need to tune yourself. And as Job says, and that's why, of course, we get together to pray at 6 o'clock every morning for almost 600 days now. What are we doing here? We are commanding the morning and saying, hey, come into alignment with the purpose of God. So there, I'm going to end this with you hearing this. In Sri Lanka, you know, people start chanting from 4:30 in the morning. 5:30. All chants are going. What are they doing? Devil has found the way to command the morning. Christians are sleeping. Even if they don't chant it, they somehow put a record play even. Christians, you can't even find worship there. But the Lord just don't want you to somebody to worship and you to sleep. But God wants you to rise up like Job was told and command your morning so that you will begin to see the effects of what you command actually come into action during your day. So dawn is very important. The devil has found that you can reset things. And that is why you hear chanting. You hear even the Muslims go a chant at 4:30, if I'm right. They raise a chant. 4:30, right? Or 5 or 5. 4:35. There are people that are chanting at different times from 4:30 onwards. Why early morning? Why early morning? What Job said, demons have heard. Even though they don't read it, they know it. Problem is, Christians with all the revelation, they got passive. But I believe this is a time to get active so that you begin to see the things of God unveiled. I said 6 to 9, healing. 9 to 12, protection from temptation. 12 to 3, destinies hijacked, recovered, prison doors opening. And 3 to 6, deliverance, supernatural intervention, and setting the tone for the whole day. Are you getting this? If you missed any of this series, you can go back and take it on my page on YouTube and listen to this, even this right now. Listen to it, share with somebody so that Christians can walk in the true power that God has given as we walk in Revelation.
That's a wrap on today's Divine Breakthrough. Remember, every challenge is just a setup for your next miracle. See you soon in the next episode.